Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geekonomics. We're back. It's another week, another show. We're still in the studio. This is like a streak now. I think it considers a streak if we do it more than a couple times. So we are fully fledged in studio show now. I'm going with that.
It's safe to say, unless one of us gets sick or...
Well, knock on fake wood, particle board, whatever this is.
Or we... there. You know, I think using Zoom as just once in a while...
Yes.
Something happens, but it's nice to be in the
studio. It doesn't sound any different audio-wise. So if you're listening to us on the audio version, it probably doesn't sound much different.
No.
But I'm assuming Zoom audio is a little different than this professional-sounding audio.
Yeah. I like being in here with you.
Seeing us in studio, we can hold hands. It's so nice.
Yes.
We're not holding hands.
We can look at each other.
If you're watching, you can tell we're not holding hands because the hands are...
underneath the table.
Whoa. No. There's a thing in the way. I made that just for this reason. But yeah, we got a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
We had, Brian had a show yesterday.
Yeah.
We had D&D on Saturday.
Yeah.
I went to a music event on Friday night.
My God.
So we were happen dudes. We had some happen stuff going on. It reminded me of the old days. I felt 20 again, except my body did not.
No, my body did not like any of
it. My body was like, what are you doing?
Get some sleep, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what he kept saying to me.
Yeah.
Before we get into it.
Yes.
We have to talk about... this is going to be an interesting show because it's going to be the first time at night.
Yes.
It's the Friday night comic book and toy collectible show.
CliffsCon.
Friday, March 29th.
After dark.
6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission's $5, 75 dealer tables. This is going to be the Doubletree Hotel at 42 Century Drive, Bristol, Connecticut. There's going to be special guests. The great thing about this show...
Matt Ryan will be doing caricatures, I believe.
Yeah, Matt Ryan will be there. It is at night.
It is.
And if you want dinner, well, there's a restaurant.
There is.
Right there.
A really nice
Starbucks,
restaurant.
I believe.
It's a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, it's nice. They have good food.
Yeah.
So you can have dinner.
I don't know if the Starbucks will be open, though. It's usually, those are only, like, hotel Starbucks are only open until, like, 2.
Oh.
Usually.
I don't know. But, needless to say...
there's plenty of places around there, too, that you can go to. There's a nice pizza place down the street.
Right. This is going to be the first time a late afternoon into the night.
Yes.
Show. So.
An evening show.
An evening
at CliffsCon.
Yeah. The clocks will have been turned forward by then.
Oh, we're springing? Springing ahead.
This weekend, we spring ahead.
Oy.
That's exciting.
Ugh.
So it'll be getting dark closer to 7 o'clock.
Whew.
It's
an hour less of sleep. That's all I think about.
I love this time here. So anyway,
that's, okay, that got intense for a second.
I
love this
time of year. I like it when it's actually sunny outside, or it's more daylight than nighttime. So
that's most people have that
some
thing.
People
ends
do.
As the sun doesn't have depression at that point.
No,
we're back to our guests from Equilibrium TV this past couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks,
yeah,
now? Yes,
they all blend together. That starts this week.
What?
Private Language on the Access, and it'll be on YouTube this week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Nice. They were fantastic.
They were, yeah.
We just derailed this whole...
Oh, I thought you were done with the CliffsCon After Dark.
No, all I was going to say...
a very long ad for CliffsCon After Dark.
All I was going to say is the last two shows were packed.
Of CliffsCon.
East of the River in the Manchester
Oh,
show.
gotcha.
I am hoping we have a big turnout for this as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think we are. Can we go 3 for 3?
I think you're, yeah, don't get too excited here.
I think we could do it.
You're not in charge of any of these shows, so it doesn't matter. But yes.
I'm helping promoting.
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
I was asked to, so yes.
All right,
yes,
there you
I
go.
Am.
Good deal.
So I'm hoping we can go for 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I promoted the heck out of East of the River.
BK Toys and Marketing Department.
And I hope I'm going to promote the heck out of this one.
Nice.
But Andrew did a heck of a job of promoting his show this past Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I will get into. But to go back to what you were saying, yes, a couple weeks ago we did on ETV, we did have Private Language on.
Yes.
They were fantastic.
We call it EQTV now. Because there's an ETV in town that we don't like to...
I know. I can't
people
help
are confused.
I don't think anybody will be confused.
Well, I don't want anyone sending me a cease and desist or anything, so I call it EQTV now.
But yes, fantastic show. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, and we picked up a second airtime on the Wax starting this weekend. This past yesterday, actually.
So it's Thursdays at 10.
Thursdays at 10 and Sundays at 7.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so that way you can watch it because it's before you go to bed.
Well, I don't have cable, but...
You can watch it on the antenna.
I'll just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just put it on YouTube.
You don't need to have cable.
No, just watch it on YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube, or you can, if you have an antenna, you can catch it over the air.
There you go. Multiple ways.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So catch that. Yeah, starting this week on the Wax.
That's with Illuminous. I saw them on Friday. They told me that they went out and bought themselves an antenna because they do the streaming like I do, the Fubo.
Like most all people.
Yeah. So they have an antenna and they run an antenna just specifically to watch Equilibrium TV.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the only time they turn it on. It's Thursdays at 10.
Oh, God. I remember buying an antenna. It was the worst experience of my life. It was the worst.
The aluminum foil.
Oh, no, digital.
Stand up on a thing and everything.
The digital antennas.
I'm pretty sure they've progressed a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah, a little bit nicer now than they used to be.
They're so bad at the time.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how was, you went on Friday, you went scouting again for more bands?
Yeah.
And well, you checked out two bands that were on the show.
There's two alumni bands, the Illuminous and the Sparkle and Fade, were opening for Trashing Violet at the Gastro Park in West Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting venue. It's just a little bar, and then outside they have like three food trucks. They have a barbecue place, a seafood place, and a chicken place.
Oh, wow.
And all like lined up outside in like the little like area. They have like a little like gravelly like area with benches and chairs and stuff outside. But they do have like an inside area as well where you can sit. And then at the end of the building, they have like a little space where bands are going to play.
Nice.
And then they had the three bands playing.
And was it outside? Because Friday
it's inside.
Okay. Friday inside. Was pretty nice.
It was at night, so it was a little chilly.
A little chilly.
Yeah, a little chilly. Yeah, a little windy. But yeah, it was inside.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was fun to see it. It reminded me of back in the old days of us going to places to watch like GB&E and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very much that kind of feel. It was like their whole crew of friends and everything that were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guys from Possum were there because Illuminous was playing. So I ended up talking with them after Illuminous's set. And they're going to be coming in November now.
Nice.
So that books them and that finishes out the year. The season is completely booked. Season 3 is completely booked.
Wow.
We're now accepting bands for season 4 of Equilibrium TV. I had talked to Trashing Violet and they're now going to be coming in January. So they're the first band for season 4.
Man.
Yeah, they're very cool. It's a very interesting sound. It's a female lead singer, kind of punk. I told you on Saturday, it reminds me very much of like early Blondie sound, which is very cool because I like that era of Blondie, pre-disco Blondie. So yeah, it was very neat. It was very cool. I took my brother-in-law, Jonas. He went with me, so I wasn't by myself. So
nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, it's fun to get out there again and see bands. And
yeah. I know.
It's different watching, like, because you'll see bands, like, post on their Bandcamp and listening to them on their Bandcamp is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, watching their YouTube videos is another thing because YouTube quality, depending on how they're recording it, if it's on their phone or whatever, that's one thing. But then seeing a band actually, like, live and in person, to kind of get the gist of them before they come on makes a whole different thing. So it's fun.
Nice.
A lot of hauling around the state, but, you know, it's a 40-minute drive down to West Hartford. But
look at you. That's exciting.
It's crazy. I looked at my, because for Claire's birthday, we went to Yankee Candle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the last things on my GPS on my phone, which attaches to my car. So I bring it up, and I type in the Gastro Park place, and it was farther to get to this place in West Hartford than it is for me to get the Yankee Candle up where my house is. So I was like, that's odd. That's depressing. Yeah.
Well, you had a good time.
I did. I did. Yeah. But it's just when you first type it in, it's like, oh, man, I could have just, easier to go to Yankee Candle than go to this place.
Well, I'm excited for the band we're going to record this week. I've been checking them out.
Yeah, Soldiers next week.
No, not next week.
Yes, the 20th is next week.
Which is not next week.
2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Yes. We said this week to begin with. That really threw me off.
Well.
This month.
This month.
Yes. Soldiers.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Soldiers?
Don't know. I never heard anybody say it out loud.
All right. Good.
We'll find out.
We'll find out when they get here. Or someone can let us know if you're listening or watching. But also, besides that, over the weekend, when I had some downtime, on Friday, like I said, I was at the show and I was talking with a couple of the guys from the different bands. And one of them was telling me about thinking about Spotify, how they were grouped into this. Their music was thrown into a playlist that was like a hack playlist. And they got booted from Spotify because of it. And they got banned. So they had to like go through a whole bunch of stuff to be able to get back on the Spotify and like basically show evidence that they were not involved in this thing. So, and then I was like, oh, you know, I've always like toyed with the idea of like making like a playlist of all the bands that have been on the show. And they're like, that'd be awesome. So over the weekend, I threw that together and launched that off on yesterday as well. So
nice.
If you go on the Spotify, look up EQTV alumni playlist. And it's all the bands. It's over 5 hours of music right now. All the bands that have been on. Every song that they have on Spotify is in this playlist. So every band that's been on the show is featured in there somehow.
You can put it in the credits of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. It's also on our Facebook page for the show as well. It's just right in the About section, right underneath the info about our YouTube account is the...
What you got to do?
Spotify playlist.
Get a... Make a QR code.
Well, I'm going to, because this one, everyone know now, it's NFSW, not safe for work, NSFW, yeah, not safe for work. There's some explicit songs in there. So I'm going to work on this week making a safe for work playlist.
Why?
So if people wanted to listen to it in mixed company or, you know, around children, they could do that.
Think children are exposed a lot worse.
Well, I know, but you know, if you want to listen to it at work, you can listen to it at work and not get in trouble for it.
But my point is,
and also my thought process is of having that playlist going as like we're getting ready for the show, like playing in the studio and stuff. So that way,
that'd be a headache though, because everybody's getting ready and
well, like in the front part of the building kind of thing.
Okay, well, all I'm saying, make a QR code. Then, if they're in the credits of the show, you put the QR code and you can just say the Equilibrium TV Spotify playlist.
Stop thinking ahead of myself because I'm already working on that. I'm going to have a lower third that hops in during the show.
I wouldn't do that during the show because that distracts from what you're watching.
Well, it'll just be a small little thing in the corner of the screen.
I feel, for me, it's nice at the end. You put at the end credits and people can scan it because I kind of feel like when the band's playing, that's their moment. You don't.
Well, I was thinking more like during the interview segment.
My opinion is you put it at the end.
Well, we'll see. We'll try it.
You're not. We're not like. It's like too much information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we'll be on the whole time. We'll just be like, pop in.
Well,
it's like 7 seconds. If people are really distracted that much, then they shouldn't be watching something else.
Well, I know. Do what you wish, but I think a QR code.
I will produce the show. I'll do whatever the heck I want.
All right, QR code. With that would be fantastic.
Noted.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Glad we solved that.
All right.
Next, we're going to tackle the Israel-Palestine problem.
Just make a QR code.
Just make a QR code and everything will be fine. QR code solve everything.
Anyway, on to this weekend.
Yes.
This
past weekend.
This past weekend.
Yes.
Obviously, we had D&D, which
we had
D&D
on Saturday. It was a good time. A lot of candy was eaten by a lot of people.
Oh, I ate a lot of.
I didn't eat any.
All I gotta say, you did eat the food,
not the candy.
All I have to say is, I had some cheese pizza, which is fine.
Yeah.
Then, I was like, "Wow, they got Meat Lovers," which I think is the grossest pizza of all time. I had a couple slices. They're so greasy. I don't know why.
It's the grossest piece of all time, but I had like 3 pieces.
I had a couple pieces. I got the worst.
That's your own fault.
Acid
to
reflux.
Say like when you say something like it's the grossest piece of all time, and then the next sentence is I only had 2 slices. No, that's on you, sir.
It is on me. I haven't had Meat Lover's Pizza in a very long time.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, God. I got the worst acid reflux that
Well,
night.
That's what you get. And then you had coffee.
That's fine. I had my coffee around two.
You had monkey bread.
I had some monkey bread, which was really great. Yeah. Claire made that.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. She said monkey bread for the monkeys. That's what she told me to say.
But the problem is we were here so freaking late.
Yes, we were.
And, like, I'm so glad we ended on a cliffhanger because...
Well, it wouldn't have been if we had not taken as much time in other parts. We would have been able to finish everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is my issue, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
My issue is, and I'm not, like, nothing against everybody in our group. I love all the guys, and I have fun playing. When we had one less person last time, not saying who, it doesn't matter who the person is. If we have one less person, things move quicker. I feel like adding that extra person, doesn't matter who it would be, it takes a longer time to go through everybody, and my attention span can't handle that much downtime of just sitting and waiting for stuff to happen that I lose interest, and like my brain starts wandering.
Well, we had some funny moments.
Yes, yeah. But I was saying that I can't.
I think the reason it is because everybody showed up almost at 3 o'clock, and then by the time we started getting going, it's like 3:34.
Yes.
We did start kind of late.
Yeah.
There was something that was cracking you and me up from someone else in the party.
Yes. Yes.
Which was really funny.
Yes.
Anyway, it was a great time. It went late, but if I didn't have a show the next day, it wouldn't bother. I wouldn't be so I could sleep in.
Yeah.
But D&D was great. It was great to see Bob. I'm so glad Bob was back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love his Amazon mask.
His box mask that he had
was fantastic in his sound effects.
Rocky stealing his instruments so that way he doesn't make weird noises.
Yeah. So it was a great show. The next day.
He's not so much a bard as he is like a terrible prop comic.
He is a prop comic.
He's like a bad.
He's like the Gallagher of
He's
our
like a
group.
Bad Carrot Top, which is really bad already. So it's even worse.
I say Gallagher over.
No, he's well, he doesn't like break fruit in the middle of the show.
He could if he wanted.
He's like making all these weird noises and all these weird gadgets he has for sound effects and everything. He's like blowing up balloons and making balloon noises. It's like, what is going on over there? It's like a bad clown is what he is.
But a bad clown we love.
I guess.
Bob listens to the show, Mark.
That's fine.
Bob, you hear
this? This is weird. He has these weird contraptions.
I know.
Where does he cope with all these? Where does he get all these wonderful toys?
I loved it. So the following day, I had the Manchester show. And it was packed from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
By the way, Bob knows I love him.
I know. This show was unbelievable. This is why I'm hoping the next show will be just as good. Fantastic. We saw Josh, our producer, in there.
Oh, yeah.
He was there with Kylie.
Nice.
They came by, which is great to see.
Nice.
There's a lot of familiar faces. Like, I've been doing the show long enough now. I have regulars, and I recognize people.
Nice.
I talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. If we did not play so late on Saturday, I would have made an effort to go, but by the time I got home, it was almost 1, and by the time I actually fell asleep, it was like almost 3.
3? Holy
smokes.
Like,
I
was sleeping by
12:30. I can't just go to home and fall asleep.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I need to like unwind and relax, and then I could fall asleep.
I got home.
I went
right to bed.
Yeah, I get too amped.
Well, it is past my window. Once you miss your window, it does take a little time
to
wind down.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm not in bed by at least 2, then my brain's like, what is going on?
If I'm not in bed by 10.
Well, I'm saying, but like, if I'm in bed between like midnight and 2, then my brain starts getting like, we can't go to bed now.
Yeah, I'm not.
If we go to bed now, we're not going to wake up. So we might as well just keep going. It's like,
Well, anyway.
Get that second shot of adrenaline kicks in, and then it's just like, we're on till dawn.
Jeez, oh my God, the world of Mark.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great show. Absolutely loved it. And yeah, it was a great time. Mm. And it was funny because Kylie was talking to me about she had her D&D session on Saturday as well.
Yes, she did. Yes,
and she was telling me a very funny thing that happened.
Yeah.
Which I know Bobby's listening to us, but in her session, I will just make it real quick. What happened was she had everything set up for the crew.
Because she's a DM of her group.
She's a DM.
She's a John Francia of her group.
She had everything set up for them to figure out a thing and to move forward.
Yes.
Well, and she gave everybody all the information, all the clues, spelled it out for them.
We overthink it.
No. We overthink it. Her crew decided to pull a January 6th.
Blow it up.
She said that.
Blow it up.
Basically, they gathered everybody outside to all like
stampede.
I don't. She's like, I didn't know what to do.
Ambush.
I had to figure it out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I spent all this time laying out everything for them for them to figure this out, and their response was, let's just stampede the place.
Let's just destroy it. Yeah. Let's just burn it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Which is very. Yeah.
That's
really
usually my motif on things.
I said that. I said, Mark's chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
A little bit. I go.
Only because it takes so long for everyone else to come up with a plan that I just, then no one listens to everyone else's ideas. We have some alphas in our group that aren't very good at other input.
Well, if it wasn't for Mike Dumont, we wouldn't have been in a pickle.
I was trying to be nice about it. I was trying not to throw him under the bus, but
well,
get the nice way of that thing as it just drives over Dumont's back. But yes,
he
very much doesn't listen.
Well,
and he just comes up with his own ideas.
If
and
he
then,
hadn't triggered a boss fight,
yes,
we wouldn't have had where we were.
Yeah, if we could have paced things out. He doesn't like to pace things out. He likes to go rogue,
but
which is his
it.
Character.
Yeah, he knows it. He knows it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, and then sometimes Bobby gets a little too inside baseball with the D&D stuff, and then he like tries to explain it too much, and then my brain just turns off. I just want to just do things.
I know, I want to do stuff.
And people don't like to like listen to other ideas.
Yeah.
Basically, Dumont doesn't listen, and then he just makes up his own decisions and just says what he wants to do.
Well, that's D&D for you. That's our group.
Yeah.
But we had fun. Yes. Anyway, both
things
happened.
Like the teeter-totter thing could have been a thing.
So on Friday, I know you went out to, are you getting a message from our producer?
I am.
What's he saying? Is he
a 200 person riot for no reason?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's close.
Yes, yeah.
That's January 6th.
Yeah, basically. That's more than 200, though.
Yeah,
January
6th. But. So on Friday, I saw Dune Part 2.
Yeah, you did. How was it?
Fantastic. Yeah. I absolutely love Dune Part 1, and I had this picked up right where I left off.
I had a very, like, I thought about that with the Dune 2. I also wanted to see it, but I'm like, I think I might need to see Dune 1 again because I don't remember 90% of what happened.
My biggest regret was probably rewatching Dune Part 1, but I had just watched.
Or not watching Dune Part 1? Is that what you're saying?
I did not watch Dune Part 1 again.
Yeah.
But I did watch the David Lynch Dune couple
that
weeks ago.
Seems like a backwards way of doing things.
It's the anniversary.
Oh,
so I went to the theater to see it.
Gotcha.
But that refreshed my memory and things anyway.
Yeah, because it gives you basically the same story.
It's the same story.
Just different storytelling.
Yes. But Part 2 was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. It's probably my first 10 of the year for movies. This is a great movie.
Well, it's
cinematography.
It's only March, so.
Cinematography was fantastic.
Yes.
Soundtrack was fantastic.
Yeah.
Characters were great. I'm excited to what they're going to do with Part 3.
Is it Part 3?
There's going to be Part 3.
Oi, oi.
Because it's going to be about the Holy War, which basically.
I don't know anything about Dune, so you're talking Spanglish to me.
Well, did you see Part 1?
I did, but like I said, it was during the pandemic time,
yeah.
So I don't remember any of it.
Well, anyway,
I remember there was sand, and I remember there was Timothée Chalamet, and I remember Zendaya had blue eyes, and I remember Javier Bardem was in at the end.
Right. Paul, Timothée Chalamet's character.
Yes.
He basically his story arc ends at the part of part two, but it just begins a new chapter in his life because I don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah, yeah, don't. Yeah, but I'm saying.
But anyway,
is this all in the original movie? This whole thing?
Part one and two, yes.
Three, they didn't cover. Three is
based off another book.
Gotcha.
It's like Dune Messiah or something.
Oh, well, that's a bold statement, Cotton.
Yes, I believe it's Dune Messiah. Huh. His character has a story arc that was never covered.
Is this
on
like a
movies.
Time jump or something? Or is it right afterwards?
I have to believe there's a little time jump. Because
so is
this,
it still Timothy Chalamet in the next movie, or is it somebody else?
It has to be, because he's an adult.
Whoa.
He's an adult.
I'm just asking a question. Don't need to get told.
Well, he has to be. I think it's going
to
be.
He doesn't have to do anything.
I think it's going to be Timothy Chalamet.
Claire Foy played like the queen when she was an adult, and then they replaced her with some other actress. So
I mean, I think it would be weird, because he's already an adult in the
but
way
Timothy Chalamet doesn't look very old. So if you're trying to get like someone in their 40s,
I will give you this.
It wouldn't make sense.
I will give you, I bought it when he kind of demands attention. He did a great job.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, but he just has a very...
I agree with you.
Cherubish face.
He's got a baby face.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Could they have someone else, or could Timothy Chalamet beef up a little bit?
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
He could go to the gym and beef him
up. Well, no, yeah, that's all I was saying. Like, is it that kind of situation or is it, yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I personally don't know
the story, so I don't know if there's like, if it takes place 40 years in the future.
I don't know either. I don't know nothing
and
about
he's
the
like
Messiah.
In his 20s in the original movie, and then he's like in his 60s or 40s in the next movie.
But all I know the premise of it.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to say
it. You know who would know the answer to this?
Oh.
John Francia. He'll be sure to tell us exactly the whole detail of every detail.
Well,
of the
I don't want to know because I want to go in.
No, like the details that we're asking about, he'll know all the answers because he's a big Dune guy.
Is he?
Read the books.
I thought he was going to try to read the books in Florida.
Oh,
yeah. I think. But who wants to read? Just watch the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know what I'm trying to read, and I just can't seem to find the time to sit myself down and read.
What,
that Dave Grohl book?
You told me you were reading that.
I got through the first chapter of it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But I find that I'm very difficult to learn. I'm very difficult at reading. I would say learn to read. I'm very difficult of learning how to find time to read. Because it's like I could sit down and I find the time and I have the time. And I'm like, oh, well, I should read this book. And then I'm like, yeah, but there's also a television in front of me. So I just turn TV on.
You know what? I read more in the summer, but... because I sit outside and read. I love it. My favorite thing. But I realize that I have such, and you'll probably relate, and because I know what is going on with you.
Yeah.
It's right now, I don't know what it is, but it's like all these tiny little projects I'm doing.
Yes.
And what's that saying go? For some reason, I can't think of it. It's... the master of none, but the something
yes.
of many.
Yes.
How's that saying go? I'm like, you know, like, I'm not a master of one thing, but
I
dabble.
You dabble in a lot of things. I get what you're saying. I understand. I can't think of the saying either now because you said it wrong. You said incorrectly. Now my brain's like, can't figure it out. It's like literally, as you're about to say it, I'm like, I know exactly what it is. And then like you said it wrong and my brain's like, that's not it. But now I'm not sure.
I'm going to Google it.
What I'm going to say is right. So don't want to sound stupid and say it incorrectly now.
Okay. All right, hold on. Go to Google it. Jack of all trades, master of none.
That's exactly what it was.
That's
because that was the thing, because I thought like, is
pretty
it
much
card,
my life right
is
now.
A card reference, like a playing card reference? I don't want to say like king of...
Queens?
Queens. And then like be like, that's not it.
Because my life is really scattered. Like I'm doing the ETV stuff, EQTV stuff.
Yes.
But that's homework.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Then I'm right now in the midst of.
And it's weird too because
season.
Like. Exactly. Because I was like, had this conversation with Jonas on the way down to the show. And he's like, well, how much work is doing the show? I'm like, it's really not like a huge amount of work, but it's like weird work. Like stuff people wouldn't like be like, that's work. Like doing work for the EQTV show is sitting in my office or sitting somewhere and listening to different bands and listening to music.
Yeah.
Which other people are like, oh, that's like what you do is enjoyment in your downtime is just listen to music. No, I'm like listening to bands and figuring out like if they like fit in this area, should I have them after this band? If it makes sense to have this band come on and then have this other band come on, or how would like to line up the schedules and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I understand what you're saying. It's a lot of like, it's not work, but it's work.
Well, I would also argue, I think you probably agree with me. Working in public access, I don't think I worked a day of my life.
No, but I feel like we work a lot.
Yes.
But we don't work hard.
Right.
But I'm still just as mentally exhausted as someone who probably does put in like manual yes. labor work.
Well, yeah.
Like when I get home, I'm like, I don't want to think about anything.
I just did an event yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got home and I just wanted to veg out and not talk
exactly.
to anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, my legs were killing me because I was on my feet all day.
Sit in a chair, turn a screen on and just stare at it for like 8 hours.
Right.
And that makes me relaxed.
Yeah. So where I'm going is it's so hard to do the thing, to read or do these little things I want to enjoy because right now I'm in the middle of so many little things.
Yeah.
My life has just become
little
things.
That's just our, like, personal little things.
Yeah.
But being married, there's other little things that come pop up. Like, today, we were supposed to do the show an hour earlier, but I got a phone call as I was literally walking out of the shower this morning. I'm having a technical issue at work. Could you please swing by and help me before you go into the studio? All right, no problem. It was only supposed to be, like, a 5-10 minute issue. Ended up being, like, an hour-long issue. So.
Yeah.
There's an hour of my day that I don't have back now.
Well,
so I don't mind it. It's fine.
But
it just then like
pushes
everything else back that I'd planned on doing. And now I'm like crunching time together to make things
happen.
I mean,
we're married. You have a relationship. You gotta be part of. You gotta do things. Then it's like other, I got event stuff. I gotta get that stuff ready. Then ETV, I gotta make sure. Listen to the band. I got to get questions ready. I got to email them questions. I got to make sure they're good. That takes me a couple hours. Then get ready for D&D. Play some D&D. Then we have an event. You know.
Yeah.
So it
and
is
that's
tough.
Like.
It
and
is
that's
tough.
I was trying to. I was telling Jonas too. I'm like, and the guys that work on the show, like the crew guys, just show up and they are there that day of the event, of the band.
Yeah.
And the bands themselves are only coming in for that one time. And like even like I was telling like Chris like talking about. Talking with Chris about the show and stuff, it's like you're just working on this one show that's about to happen.
Yes.
Like, and I was talking with the bands about this because they're like, oh, when is my show on and when is this happening? I'm like, I don't really know. I have it all on my phone now because I can't keep track because my schedule, I'm like I said, I'm booking November, January.
Right.
So my brain's way out there. My brain's not here where everyone else is. So I'm already thinking about like next
February. I'm only
going to
worry
next...
about one band at a time. Yeah.
But I'm like, I have to make sure we have shows for the whole year. So those bands are already booked, but then I still have to go back now. Like after we get, now that you're talking with this band, I'm already reaching out to the next band to make sure they're good to go.
Yeah.
And then the band after them to make sure they're good. And then like keep continually checking in with these bands. Be like, is everything okay? Are we good? Are you good to go? So it's like, it's a lot more of that, like, schedule balancing as well.
You could say you're the Kevin Feige of EQTV.
Yes.
I just picture you standing in front of a big blackboard with a schedule
January. It's all Google documents.
Yeah.
Tons of Google documents.
But anyway.
And then things pop up, and then you have to, like, move around. And then I have my regular job. And you have your regular job that we're dealing with.
Yes.
And then making sure the schedules for that's all good and people that are coming in to edit or do a studio show.
Life is busy.
Or do whatever.
I
and then also
that's our
like
point.
Wanting to promote the station more to get other people to come in to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And like that is like taking a whole nother life of its own where now I'm like literally busiest the studio's ever been.
Right.
Is right now.
That's like, good.
I have so many shows going on here that it's like crazy.
Yeah.
This room gets rotated continually, the different sets, the different sides, the different things, and people coming in and then training the people on how to do things. And
yeah,
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't have like many people that I can explain it to that understand it besides you and like Chris and other guys that work in public access.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like there's a lot going on. And it doesn't seem like it's a very, it's not a difficult job. We're not launching space shuttles. We're not doing brain surgery. But there's a lot of bells and whistles that have to happen to make TV shows happen.
Yeah.
And it's not just flip a switch and turn
everything
on. But like
I said, Mark, we are very blessed because we have fantastic jobs.
No, it's fun work, especially for me. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Even
like I love television.
Even
so
though I did.
I love making television. So
yeah, even though I did two events, I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. It doesn't feel like work.
Well, yeah, like I said, the Jonas, like, I'm complaining because, like, I was like, oh, man, this show's going to, like, 10, and by the time I get home, it's 11, and then tomorrow, it's like, I'm spending all day hanging out with the guys playing D&D, and it's like, these are complaints that you would, like,
you can't get. Right.
Like,
they're good complaints to have, because
like, when you turn around and talk to your significant other about how you're exhausted on Sunday, or, like, you're probably saying today, their response is, well, you didn't have to go do this. You didn't have to go do that.
That's what Allison says.
Yeah.
She goes, you did it to yourself, Brian.
But it's because I wanted to.
Right. Yeah.
And now I'm paying for it.
Now.
And I'm just not saying it like.
Now, real complaints are, I had to work in the coal mine. That's a real complaint. That's real.
Not you, specifically.
I'm just saying.
Unless you're playing a video game where you work in a
coal mine. You understand what I'm saying. If someone complained, that's real work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. Well, yes. We're very blessed. That's
but it's everyone's work is their work.
Yes.
So you can't really judge different people.
I'm not.
I mean, there's some people out there that are walking mail routes right now.
Yes.
And listening to our podcast
and
at the same time.
It.
So.
There
you go.
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do we go? What is going on with this show?
Well, no, we're just talking about how we're talking about EQTV, and then you're talking about just how, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on.
I know, we do.
Which is good.
We're going back, yeah. So I get it. I can't read either.
It's
crazy.
It's one of those. Yeah, exactly.
And I picked up the new Conan, and I wanted to read
it. Or Conan.
Conan. New Conan O'Brien.
The Conan O'Brien comic.
I picked up the new Conan.
Conan.
And I wanted to read it before.
I'm surprised Matt Ryan didn't chew your ear off about it.
No, because Matt Ryan bought two copies last Sunday.
Yes.
And he goes, it's coming out this week. So I picked it up on Friday.
You got it early.
And unfortunately, I had no time to read it. But I told Matt, next time I see him, I will have read it.
Yes.
And he goes, there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he was describing it to me, and I'm like, I'm already exhausted about how much is in this one book.
It's one of
there's like
the
a prose
special.
Section. There's like a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
so I picked it up. I'm excited.
He's like, I'm like, Matt, if you knew the stack of comics I haven't even read yet, there's no way I'm getting to this.
Yeah, I got to get
in the next like 3 months.
I got to get to it. All right.
It's daunting, the stack I have of comics. It's like,
oh, I know. This past winter, the last comic I read or last book or anything was probably October, November. So. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer, but I like to read.
Me too.
I get back on the horse.
I do.
The reading horse.
Like, and the weird thing is, like, I got back into reading when Claire broke her leg because I had to take her to physical therapy.
Yeah.
So every...
Right.
Pretty basically every other day I was taking her to physical therapy, I was, like, sitting there and I had, like, an hour to myself. So I actually read a book for the first time in forever. I read the Stephen King book, Fairy Tale, which was very good. So this year, I was kind of like, I like wanted to keep going. And even during summer when we went on vacation, I read stuff and got into other books and stuff like that. But then, like, we're back into the world again. Mm-hmm. It's like, she's back to work. I'm not able, like, having the extra time to, like, spend.
Yeah, busy.
To kill, to have the downtime to do it with. So it's like making time. It's harder than just having time.
Yeah, I know. Totally.
Yeah.
So hopefully this summer.
Yes.
Vacation.
Yes.
But
it is like Youth Literacy Month this month. So get out there and read, kids. Pick up a book.
It's in a book. It's reading.
You know a good book, if you have a child and you're looking for something for them to read, there's a book out. You can find it at freelunchstudios.com. It's called Brenda. It's a very good book.
Yes.
There's at least three of them out now, I think.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, check those out. Freelunchstudios.com. Our buddy Matt Ryan has wrote a very awesome book, kind of loosely based in the Conan genre. Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, check that out. Freelunchstudios.com. There you go, Matt. I expect my $20 in the mail.
There you go. You talked about this last week, and I'm going to give my review of Raising Cane's.
Chicken Shack.
So.
Enfield's newest chicken joint.
After I saw Dune 2, I told Allison, I'm like, why don't I go swing by Raising Cane and pick up, we can try it. She's like, okay. I'm like.
We were together, I'm hoping. You're just talking.
She was at home.
Oh. Do you go see Dune by yourself?
No, I went with Mike.
Oh.
But we went in the middle of the afternoon.
Gotcha.
I go in the afternoon.
Yes, because you're an old man.
Oh, man, go to afternoon movies. And it was a long movie, so I'm not going to go at night.
This is the first time to go to West Springfield to see it? Because you didn't have the
Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Manchester. Okay, so I go to Raising Cane's.
Yes, in Enfield.
Yeah, the line was long, which I expected.
Yeah, you went on a Friday?
Friday night.
Yeah, that's your
I was in
mistake.
Line for about 20 minutes.
That's not bad. That was roughly where I was.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Now, I get the food, got the four chicken.
The box, like I got.
Yeah, the two boxes we got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Allison's review is she don't like it. She thinks KFC is better.
She's and an odd sock, that one.
She's like, remind me, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, remind me, I don't like it at all. Remind me of, like, bad chicken. That's what you should
say. Her complaint was it didn't have any, like, it was bland.
And she thinks tenders... Or fingers, as they call them.
Their fingers.
Have no seasoning on them. Because their whole shtick is you're going to dunk it in the sauce.
Right.
And that's where the seasoning is.
She didn't like the sauce, so.
Yeah.
Me.
It's very peppery, the sauce.
I think the sauce was the best part.
It is.
But the chicken fingers themselves were, I will use the word, they weren't dry. They were juicy.
Tender.
They're tender?
Yes.
Yeah, but they were...
Juicy is not the correct terminology.
Tender, I think, dry.
No. Tender, it's like...
Okay, they're cooked well.
Yes.
Tender. I'll go with you. You're right. Juicy is a bad word.
Yes, juicy is like greasy in my mindset.
But they were greasy.
Well, then there you go. Then they were juicy.
Everything was kind of greasy, but overall, going back to what you said last week, it was salty as all hell.
It's like a salt stick.
Everything was salty.
It's like they just take a bucket of salt and just dump it on top of everything.
No joke. The rest of the night, we're just drinking water.
Right?
In the morning.
Like the next day, even.
Still, salt. I love salt.
I can feel it on my lips. It's like you can't get that taste out of your mouth.
It was too salty.
It feels like you literally were swimming in the ocean.
Everything was salty.
Or you went to like a really high-class seafood joint, and you just got that salt on your face, and you can't get rid of it, and it's annoying.
I think Popeyes is better.
Oh, for sure.
But I will say, Raising Cane, for what you get, I was full. I think the portions were great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain
about... We'll give you the bread, and the bread fills you up, too.
Right. I think the portions were for the price,
what do you think of the
perfect.
Coleslaw?
I didn't eat it.
See?
I don't like... I just threw it away.
Yeah.
They should get rid of that.
Well, it's not that they should get rid of it. I think if they didn't... If it wasn't... And I know this is a Southern thing. What I understand, I could be wrong about this, but I've heard it's a Southern thing that it's very wet.
It's very saucy. I don't. You know what? KFC does coleslaw. A lot of chicken places do coleslaw. It just kind of with the package. But
yeah,
wasn't in the mood for coleslaw.
Yeah.
But the bread was good. I like the bread, but like I said, I think
the fries are me.
Yeah, portion was great for the price. I think if you want to, you're paying that much money, you're going to get a good portion. You'll be full.
Yeah.
But for my preference, I wish it was less salty.
Yes.
And I think the dipping sauce, I was told I can just buy that on its own.
Yes.
So and then use any chicken I want.
Yeah.
I probably would do that.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't go back.
Chick-fil-A clucking sauce too, and it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't go back.
Yeah. I don't think I'd. Unless it was like some reason someone was like, hey, I'm going to Raising Cane's. You want some?
Right.
Or I bought Raising Cane's. Would you have some?
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm like, yeah, maybe.
It's very salty.
Very salty.
Yes. And the place was
like
mobbed.
Beyond salty. Like it,
it's just very salty.
It's almost like, would you like some chicken with your salt?
Yes. Yes. And I'm not exaggerating. We couldn't stop drinking water. Like, it was, I don't know, just if it's so like, salty.
And the thing is, too, I don't know if it's because it's...
If you got a bag ticker, don't go to Raising Cane.
Well, if it's like a newer issue, like because a newer place, and it's just, they just are busy and are just churning through stuff, and whoever's like doing it is just...
I don't know.
Or if that's their thing.
I think it's their thing. Just kind of salty.
So I might give it like a shot like a couple months after the hype dies down.
Yeah.
And then go back and like get like a middle of the day kind of deal and see how that's different, if it's any different.
Yeah.
But
let me know.
Yeah.
It's salty.
Not a great first impression.
No.
If you're not a fan of salt, which I'm not.
Yes.
I'm a very non, like I don't.
I like a little salt on my fries, but I don't need salt. I don't need salt on everything.
No.
So,
like,
anyway.
Clear, like, extra salt's everything. I don't, or I can't. I don't like it.
I like a little salt, just a little.
Yeah, too much.
So I think it was just okay.
Yeah.
Didn't blow my roof. It didn't
blow your roof?
Didn't blow my roof off.
Didn't blow your roof off?
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't the best. It was middle of the road.
Yeah.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it's just another chicken joint.
It really is. There's nothing special about it, other than the sauce was good.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make sense for the hype and the weights.
I agree.
I was like, this is what everyone's waiting for?
It is overhyped.
Why is everyone in line for this for so long?
Dude.
This is not anything crazy. You could literally drive, instead of waiting 20 minutes, drive 2 minutes down the road to the Popeyes.
Yeah.
And get better chicken.
Uh-huh.
Less price. You could don't have to get a side. You can go to Wendy's and get the fries from there if you want good fries.
Mm-hmm.
Or McDonald's fries or whatever you want to do. And then just like have that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
It's definitely overhyped. And it doesn't, not a people there were just is bonkers.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Like if someone gave me the option between Popeyes or Cane's and they're literally in the same
Popeyes
shopping plaza, it's Popeyes 100% of the time. I'm not going to like ever pick Cane's.
No. It was like a happening place. Like it was kind of warm out, so people were all over the place, inside, outside. The line went around the mall. It went towards the old.
It seemed like a lot of
place.
Younger folks too going there, like a very younger crowd,
big time.
Which to me means it's like TikTok-y, like more Instagrammy kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's the first like one in the state. There's a lot of people.
First
coming.
One in the area. Like there's not another one within like a long distance.
Yeah, so people are coming from Massachusetts. I'm sure people.
When I was in line, I saw a plate from New York, a plate from Vermont, a plate from New Hampshire. So, in a Mass, and of course, Connecticut. But I'm saying it was like a huge conglomerate of people driving to this one place.
Raising Cane's.
It's got a following.
Yeah, it's just like the other chicken place.
Bojangles?
No, the other Chick-fil-A. One in Enfield, Chick-fil-A. I think it's the blandest chicken I've ever eaten.
Yeah. See, I had a guy here that swears by it. He loves it. He goes there like twice a week.
It's not good to me.
I don't.
It's overpriced.
My sisters love it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Girls love that place.
Well, everybody likes something different, I guess. But
although we gotta stop talking about it every time we do a podcast, because then I'm like, I'm hankering for chicken now. So it's like, I'm probably gonna have to go to Popeyes after this. Have a Popeyes lunch.
Well, Mark, we do have one bit of news, which we can end the show on.
Okay.
I know this has been a very random show.
It has been.
Very random.
But there's not much going on, like, news-wise.
No.
Besides Dune coming out, but I'm assuming it won the box office.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. The next big movie that we'll probably be talking about is the new Ghostbusters.
Yes, March. This month.
This month.
Yeah. Wow.
Comes out the 22nd or 23rd.
Same week as the Equilibrium show.
Yes.
That Thursday night we can.
I got to work that Thursday night.
Oh, well, you're a jerk.
Maybe
do the Friday afternoon thing.
Can you do Friday afternoon?
Because I
can
like do after work time, maybe.
Well, what time's that?
I don't know. Figure it out.
I mean, I do middle of the afternoon, like 2, 3.
Maybe you could do that. Like West Springfield?
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
All right.
We'll talk about it. See what's going on.
Okay. Well, that's next.
I can't think that far ahead. I don't know what's going on that Friday, so I can't.
That's our
I'm
next.
Not going to promise anything.
Our next movie review.
Yes.
We will be doing that.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's... well, we could do it that Sunday. If you want, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, is that the Friday of Cliff Show?
No. It's the Friday before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Friday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, maybe.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
I have to work. I would be out by 8:30.
You're in bed by 9.
I know, but I mean,
you go home and go to bed.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's too late for you. it's not even worth asking. Not even having the discussion. I already know you well enough that it's
gonna
be
straight from work.
You're gonna whine the whole time, and you're gonna complain, and then you'll be complaining that you're tired, and then you're gonna not like it as much because you're tired.
No.
You're going to use the, I was sleepy.
But we
you're
going
to fall asleep during the movie and
we
have to wake
you
up.
We could go Sunday afternoon.
What's to say? We'll figure it out.
All right. All right. But that's the next movie we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So, the big news that happened this week.
How lame is our lives now?
I know. What's going on here?
We know that if anything after 8 o'clock on a Thursday is no go for Brian Kozowski.
No. Because
he's like, I'm going to be in bed. I'm too tired.
I mean, I would... I would try it. It'd be a pinch, but I could try it.
I could already sense your brain not saying yes to this. You're saying yes with your brain. Your heart's saying yes.
Yes.
But your mind is telling you this is a terrible idea.
All right.
Because you're going to not be able to function on Friday.
Let's see if we can do Friday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
Sounds great.
I like that.
I agree.
Okay. Here we go. The last bit of news before we wrap this show up that we really didn't talk
about.
What did we talk about today?
I have no idea.
We just went on tangents.
Yeah. Happens.
It happens.
People don't like it, get your own podcast.
Okay. This week.
You don't like what we're talking about? Do it yourself.
We got the first look.
No one's fortunate to stay here.
We got the first look of Bill Skarsgård as the Crow.
Yes.
Now, I know in our group chat there's been discussion. I've kind of kept my opinion to myself about this because I...
Looks like a low-rent sting.
I wanted to wait to talk about it on the podcast.
Looks like if you ordered Crow off Wish. Or Temu.
Okay.
The Temu Crow.
All right, hold on. For people, let's set the table before we get into that. Let's set the table.
Yes.
This past week, Vanity Fair put out a whole sneak peek with Bill Skarsgård dressed up as a new Crow. There's some stills.
Yes.
There's a whole cover story about it. Now, some of these stills, there's a photo of him looking in the mirror, and then there's another one, him kissing his girlfriend. Now, he's also portraying the original Crow, Eric, which is the Brandon Lee Crow's character. So this is a retelling of that story.
Not the comic book.
Which is based off comics and based
off
books.
But I'm saying
books.
It's more in that... vein than the
it's a remake
yes
or reboot if it does
the well. Reboot of the Crow, not a whole new version.
Yeah, so
telling.
There were about three sequels. Each sequel was a new person,
yes,
inhabiting the Crow.
Correct.
I think the TV show was actually the only thing that was a complete
sequel to
was not a sequel. Or it could have been, didn't watch the show, but it was based off the Eric's character.
Yes.
Don't know how that show panned out because I never watched it.
I'm assuming
it was
not good.
It didn't do well.
Didn't see it that
now,
much.
None of the sequels have ever done well. None of the sequels have ever, they were pretty much all panned.
The second
by
wasn't
critics.
Terrible.
It wasn't good either.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't terrible.
And the third one was Los Angeles or something? Was that
City of Angels was the second one.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm thinking of.
Then the
not
third.
Not the Nick Cage movie.
No.
Which is a whole different City of Angels.
Yeah. The third and fourth were direct to video.
Yes.
One of them was actually portrayed by Edward Furlong.
I remember that one.
I think that was the fourth one. No. Bad.
I would assume it was.
Now.
Kind of like the Spawn sequels weren't good. Wasn't there a second Spawn?
No.
Why do I think there was a Spawn 2?
There was an amazing animated series.
Well, I know that.
On HBO,
which
was fantastic.
I thought there was a Spawn 2 movie.
I don't think so. There was only the Spawn 1, which is pretty bad, but it's fun.
It was really bad.
I can watch it now and have fun with it, but it
can't
bad.
Be bad. Not like,
right?
Yeah, like John Leguizamo is the clown.
So anyway, I'm setting the table still of this.
Yes,
Bill Skarsgård's playing the Crow, playing Eric's character, and he's portraying the Crow. Now, I want to give Bill Skarsgård the benefit of the doubt because I think he's an amazing actor. I think he was really great as It, the clown. Anything he's been in, he's been fantastic. A new trailer that he's going to be in, this movie that's coming out, I really want to see it. I think it's something like the boy dies or something. There's a
little Skarsgård.
Yeah, it looks really good. There's this movie coming out. Oh my God, I can't think of the name. I'll look it up later. Anyway, about this, The Crow. The first time I looked at it, the first thing that went through my mind was, oh no, it's Jared Leto as a Joker all over again. That's the first thing that went through my head. Now, I'm not 100% on the look. There is a shot. He's got the mullet weird thing where it's cut on the
Boy
side.
Boy Kills
here.
World.
Boy looks really good. And he's got the long hair.
He's also going to be Nosferatu.
Yes, which I heard is going to be fantastic as well. He's a great actor. But he didn't write it. He didn't write The Crow. He's not directing The Crow.
He's just an actor.
Now,
he looks like...
I hope this movie is good.
Not Heath Ledger as the Joker. He looks like that guy from Shameless as the Joker in the show Gotham. Off this picture that I'm just looking at right now. He looks like that guy.
Yeah. He's basically low rent Crow.
Yeah. But
the thing is, it's, you know what it is?
It's the low cut hair.
It's the tattoos on the face. It's the tattoos, like weird tattoos everywhere. It's a different generation because...
Oh, it's a tattoo on his face, not paint? Like in the first movie? Like in the original movie?
He has paint, but there's tattoos on his neck, his whole body.
Well, that's fine. But like he had like... Brandon Lee's guy had the
he had white
face
makeup
paint in the black.
Yeah, that was it.
Is this going to be the same kind of deal or is it...
Yeah, that's what he's going to look like as the Crow, I guess.
He has like a little like... Post Malone kind of look to him, which isn't terrible.
Yes, there's Post Malone. I think for the younger generation.
Are you talking about this photo? Is that what you're talking about? Or look at me. I took 10-minute abs.
Yeah, well, I just cut to that, which
I
is
took 8-minute abs.
Yeah. So the photo, listen, this is what I said in our group chat, and I stand by it. A photo is
hair.
It's the hair is horrible.
The slick, the short hair. Does not work for the character.
It looks dumb.
The Crow, I don't know if this is from the comic, but for me, after the original movie, like hair, like short hair like I have doesn't work.
No.
For this, like it needs to be like
he's got
longer.
A mullet though. There's a side, he's got the weird thing cut here and he's got the mullet. He's got the weird.
Oh, I see that in this. He's got the weird short mullet.
He's got the weird mullet. Not a big fan. Now, I will say this. Photos are out of context. Because this movie could be killer, and we could just forget about the looks. So, I'm hoping the movie's good.
I don't know about that. That's the bold statement, cutting.
No, it's true. It's
Heath
true.
Ledger looking like Heath Ledger's look as a Joker.
He looked fantastic.
Looked really good. It wasn't like it was.
Yeah.
Like the photos were great. Yeah. It wasn't like he looked weird as the Joker.
Well, the great thing is with the Jokers, we didn't get to see what he looked like until we actually saw the trailer.
This looks like. Like, if you were going to take the photos of the Jared Leto Joker and post that and then say, like, are you excited for this? More likely
the reception
say no.
of The Crow has not been very good online.
Well,
say the
I would say no, because it was like they took two bad promotional pictures.
Yeah. Well, those are photos from the movie.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it might just be bad, like, just one scene in the movie.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is the photos are out of context. The movie could be really good.
You can't fix his hair, though.
His hair is dumb.
His short hair doesn't look good.
It's short and then long in the back. It's a mullet.
That's
it's got the weird
style
mullet
now.
Thing.
That's that weird new style.
It's dumb.
There's a lot of, like, Dominic Mysterio has that haircut.
I know. I know he does. But it looks dumb.
It looks douchey.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
I can't help how I feel about that haircut.
But I don't know if that. I don't know. I just don't like that hair. That's just a weird hairstyle.
Not my favorite. But needless to say, Bill Skarsgård's a great actor. So this could, his performance could be amazing. That's what could save this.
But can it defeat the look, though? Can he out-act the look of the character?
I believe so. I think anybody can. I really do. I want this movie to be good. But I just don't
know. The short hair does not help, though.
Does not help. I also, this movie...
Because like the thing with the it's kind of like... the hair thing kind of goes with the same as... what was that one that was just on Netflix?
One, Two Punch?
Sleep. No, God. It's like right to my tongue.
Sleepwalkers?
No, the guy... Sandman.
Oh, okay.
Long hair.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes with the character of the gothy look to
Yes,
it.
A goth does not...
A goth wouldn't have short hair like that.
No, I agree.
At least not... I don't know if that's how goths dress now.
No, it's... The thing is, he doesn't look very... The photo itself, he's got the short hair in one of the stills. He's got the long hair in the back. It's not very... It's modern... To a younger audience, maybe, but it's not very gothic. It's not. It doesn't that mood.
Doesn't
it's not
capturing that motif. That, yeah.
It's not capturing that mood of the original movie.
Yeah.
Now,
then you got goth nowadays is probably different than when goth was, and we were
maybe
younger. When you were goth, it's probably a different look than back then when you used to.
I
paint your eyeliner and wear your, you know.
Now,
paint your fingernails.
I'm going to tell you one thing that's going against this movie is the director, Rupert Sanders.
Okay.
He has directed not such great films. He's directed Snow White and the Huntsman.
Ooh, that was that bad Kristen Stewart, Chris Hemsworth movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
He directed Ghost in the Shell, which was not received well.
Yeah. That was a Scarlett Johansson passion project.
Yes.
That she whitewashed the character because she wanted to play the character. And that didn't go over very well.
Other than that, he hasn't done much else other than other little tiny things. But none of his
That doesn't mean he can't do a good movie. It could just be he just got dealt bad deals. Like, Ghost in the Shell was a good idea of making it in a movie. It just might not have been the best choice for lead actress.
Now, that's just the director.
Yeah, he doesn't write the story or anything. He
now,
he doesn't write the movie.
Screenplay is by Zach Baylin and William Joseph Schindler.
Okay.
Zach Baylor.
Yes.
Okay. He did Creed 3. He did King Richard.
Okay.
Gran Turismo. Side Effects?
Gran Turismo was not a terrible movie.
I'm not saying it was.
No, I'm saying.
I'm not saying any of these movies are bad. I'm just telling you what he wrote.
Yeah.
He wrote the screenplay for the Bob Marley movie.
Hey, that beat Madam Web, so.
It did. Okay, so.
There's a bee in his bonnet.
All right, that's a plus. That's a plus.
That's a plus. A feather in his cap.
Okay, so this movie has a fighting chance. Now let's click on the other guy who wrote the screenplay with him. William Joseph
Zapka
Schneider.
Oh.
He wrote Return to Silent Hill. Oh, he really didn't write much. He wrote three things, all in post-production.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it could be a video. It doesn't mean it's just movies he's written. He might be a video game guy.
No, he wrote.
He might be another type of writer.
Return to Silent Hill, The Crow, and The Legend of Tenmo. Timu. The Return of Timu. So.
The Legend of Timu.
Okay. I think the movie could be good by the screenplay.
Yes.
The director, well, you know, we'll see where this goes. So, I don't know. It's coming out in June, I believe. It's up against Bad Boys 4. So.
Well, you know. You know when you're a bad boy.
You're a bad boy for life.
Bad boy for life.
My prediction, Bad Boys 4 will definitely probably take that weekend if they're coming out the same weekend.
Oh, for sure.
The thing is, I think people forget.
When this come out?
They both come out this year.
I know, but when?
I think June or May.
Oh, if they come out in May, then they're not going to. Neither one of them will win.
June 7th.
It's only a month away from.
Deadpool comes out in July. End of July.
Oh, that's right. It got moved. It was supposed to be May. That's how
so if Bad Boys and this come out June 7th, Bad Boys is going to win that weekend. I would be amazed if this movie does well.
Well, they get second.
It could. Here's what I'm thinking, though. People forget we have rose-colored glasses when it comes to The Crow. The first Crow was amazing, but it's a cult classic.
It's a cult classic. It wasn't well-perceived when it came out.
It wasn't a blockbuster.
No. No.
But it withheld the test of time because it's a cult classic. Yes. Also, I highly recommend, and I'm going to do this myself, in May, it will be the 30th anniversary of the original Crow coming to 4K for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm picking that up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rewatch that.
Yeah.
And I will go be seeing the new Crow.
And the reason, and not for nothing, the reason why the Crow itself originally gained notoriety was for a very unfortunate circumstance of the lead actor dying during filming.
Well, it's based off a comic, also based off a book.
Yes. But back then, that wasn't like.
But it was a big
thing. Selling point.
Yes. Comic book movies were still a thing.
When the first one came out, 1992, maybe?
1994.
Yeah. So, 94, we weren't in.
Yeah, 94.
It wasn't to the point where people were like rushing out to see comic book movies.
Well, I hate to break your bubble, but the Batman movies were doing fantastic.
Yeah, but I'm saying that was the only movie of the comic book genre that
was out there. But this was an R-rated movie.
Yes.
This was R-rated, and it was, I think you make a good point, though.
Brandon Lee. Pre-Spawn, pre-Iron Man.
Brandon Lee died. Yes. And that became the narrative with this movie.
Yeah, and that kind of like
it helped it
garnered it.
People want to see
the scene where he dies and all that shtick.
It's kind of like unfortunately.
Then there was that weird creepy thing with the girls that were like all about it because he dies in it, and then the love story and everything. And
well, he dies in the movie.
No, it's his character. Saying, but dies. I'm saying, yeah.
It's very reminiscent of Heath Ledger passing away after. Doing the Joker.
Correct.
And that was his last performance.
Yes.
This is Brandon Lee's last performance.
Yes. And it's also his first performance, if I remember correctly. He didn't do much before this.
I mean, this is like his big one. This is
his first
movies.
Big movie. Yeah.
And then at the end, they actually use digital trickery with there's a mirror scene, and that's actually digitally done with old footage.
Yes.
Because they had to finish the movie.
Yeah.
Which was something really crazy back then.
Yeah.
Now we just resurrect people just on a whim.
AI like,
hey.
AI it.
Yeah, we got it.
We'll do it in post.
We're doing it. We got them all. Everybody
never
dies.
Put some dots on your face and we'll make it look something different.
But anyway, we will see. The Crow is a great movie, great soundtrack. It captured the mood, that time period so well.
Mm.
Can this do that?
Great Ernie Hudson acting.
Ernie Hudson was in it. Was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great in it. So I think that was like his first like big movie post Ghostbusters. I want to say for Ernie Hudson.
I don't know.
I don't think there's much else he did besides the Ghostbusters.
But Brandon Lee was in a lot of movies. He was in Showdown in Little Tokyo, Legacy of Rage, Rapid Fire.
Well, I mean, like his first lead acting role, I think. I don't think he was a lead actor in those other ones.
Yeah, he's on the cover of all
of them.
Oh, was he? Yeah. But those are probably, a lot of those are probably straight to DVD or straight to VHS.
Yeah, back then you used to have that where you would be a VHS star and not a movie star.
But anyway, we shall see.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sold on the look. It's a little iffy, in my opinion. But like I said, I think a look is just out of context because we don't know how he will portray the character.
It's now, very strange, though, that we're like, I shouldn't say very strange, but it's just still odd to me that we're like basing opinions off of a still.
Well, we could
like
talk
even
about.
When you like the Joaquin Phoenix's Joker image first popped up, or even now when they first got the first images of Lady Gaga as...
I think it was good.
As Harley Quinn's character. People are already like making their impressions off of a still.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you... It's just one photo.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're just... I mean, that's all we have. We don't have a trailer. I want to see a trailer to have a full opinion. Like I said, it's out of context. We don't know how he'll portray the character.
I mean, not for nothing. We did the same thing with Deadpool Wolverine. We got that one still image that someone took of Wolverine in the old outfit.
Yeah.
And it broke the internet.
Right. So while good image can do wonders, a bad image can
destroy a movie.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So,
It sent some movies back into production. It sent some TV shows back into production.
Right.
One bad image from Daredevil sent Daredevil back into production.
So, I think I wish they had put the trailer out at the same time, because this movie is only a couple months away. Seems weird that we don't have a trailer.
It used to be more often. You'd get these more often back in the Entertainment Weekly magazine days, where you'd get first look images. Yeah. And I'd be like, I don't want to, like, why? It's a movie. Like, an image is not going to, it makes me.
Back then it sold
get
magazines.
Get a predetermined thought on this movie.
Yeah, but back then it sold magazines. We don't really have, we're not in magazine culture anymore.
No, it was very funny. Over the weekend, we got in the mail. Claire got, because when Entertainment Weekly went away, they converted everyone to People Magazine subscribers.
Yes.
And Claire, like, let her subscription lapse because she didn't want People Magazine. She wanted Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
Because she, like you, loved Entertainment Weekly.
Yes, I loved it.
She got in the mail, we got a thing from People, like, basically begging her to resubscribe.
It's like, no.
Like, we'll just give you the magazine. Just take it, please.
Pretty much.
Just send us, like, $1 and we'll give you the magazine for a year.
I mean, magazines they still exist, but they're not as popular as they once were.
Yeah.
So anyway, figured we'd talk about that. That's the only big news that happened this week was that.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right now. Yeah. So that's going on. Not much else. That new Shogun show started. I haven't started watching it yet.
Oh, I know. I got to start. I heard fantastic things.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about it because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But
it's on my list.
It started.
It's on my list.
And I'm going to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to start watching it too.
Yeah,
can talk about it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've been interested. Because
the girl that's
TV.
In the lead part of it is the girl, I believe, if I remember correctly, she looks very similar to the girl that was in the Godzilla show.
Oh, Monarch.
Yes. Yeah, Monarch. Yeah. It was a great show. Very cool ending. Very much set up the new movie, which is very cool.
Yeah, I'll see the new movie. After seeing Godzilla Minus One, I'm like, well, nothing will ever be that good.
No, Godzilla Minus One, and I've had this thought process since seeing that, and I've kind of like seen things on YouTube and things, and I kind of going with the same thought process. Godzilla Minus One is more the serious Godzilla, which is weird to say, but it's true. More of like serious Godzilla movies. And then the Godzilla Kong movie that's coming out
stupid.
Is more of like the action like genre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, like popcorn movie.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them all to this point. Yeah. I've seen all the Western ones. I've seen this build up. And now we've already had the Kong versus Godzilla during COVID.
Yes.
Because I watched it on HBO.
Yes. Now this one's like Kong and Godzilla teaming up to fight some other monkeys.
Yes. The only part I didn't care about the last movie is when they went to the center of the Earth. And I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, now we're just
bonkers. You know what? It's like Fast and Furious at this point.
We're off the deep end.
I'm just going to continue watching.
We're on the ride now.
Yeah, we're on the ride.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But it'll be interesting to see how this all turns out. Because there's technically, it's set up a thing where there could be stuff that happened in the Monarch show could lead into or could pop up in this movie, which might be cool if they do what I think they might do. So that'd be very interesting to see if that all works.
I have not watched the show.
Yeah, it's worth the watch.
I don't have Apple. I don't have Apple right now.
If you do, it's worth the watch.
But I will definitely see the new Kong and Godzilla movie.
Yes.
Just because, well, why not? It's Kong and Godzilla.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last movie was fun. I just wish I saw it on a bigger screen because when they fought, it just felt weird seeing it on a tiny screen.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Like, Minus One, I'm like, I'm going to buy it. but I wish I could rewatch it in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because the theater is like the best place for yeah. those movies.
Like, even like I've gotten to the point now where it's like I kind of judge movies like, is it poster worthy? Is it like, would I want to buy that poster and have that poster in my man room?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Godzilla Minus One's one of those movies where like I kind of feel like I want the poster too. I want to have the movie and the poster.
Yeah.
And like make it a conversation piece that people walk in and be like, oh, what's that movie? It's like, oh, it's Godzilla Minus One. You got to watch it. And then like,
I want the home release so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's rumors it won't be out till the end of the year at home release. I guess the production company takes a very long
Toyo
time.
Toyo takes forever.
Yeah.
To release things.
Because I guess it took almost a full year for Shin Godzilla to come out on yes. home video. Yeah. So I'm like,
Which is hard to find. Because I didn't see it when it came out. And now I like can't find it. I want to watch it.
I think it was on Netflix. Was it on Netflix?
I don't know. I haven't been able to find it.
I want to see Shin Godzilla. It's the only one
yeah.
I missed.
Yeah. Same.
That came out before COVID.
Yes. Like right before COVID.
Like 2019 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like literally
that.
Like right around the time of COVID starting.
Yeah. So.
But.
All
yeah.
right. All right, Mark. We should wrap it up.
We should.
It has been a busy weekend.
It has been.
We'll be back next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
Is my day.
All right.
Josh.
Sounds
so
good.
You know, Tuesday.
Put it in your calendar.
Put it in your calendar.
Note it down. So, as Let's always, we wrap the show with be safe. Be well.
Basically. Okay, you said that.
Be kind. Bye, everybody. Let's I went go. Elvis on you. Oh, honk of love and love and love and love.
Okay, it's be kind.
I'll be kind. You be safe. I'll be kind.
Elvis was in tune.
Rewind.
Butler. Elvis. Oh.